6 Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Tonight from midnight, Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. At 10, Don Letts.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Charles Hazlewood's Freak Zone.
I'm Charles Hazlewood. My day job is conducting orchestras, but tonight I'm sitting in Stuart McConey's chair, guest presenting The Freak Zone and playing you a few tracks which are very much at the top of my mind right now. We just started with Lord Rockingham's 11, absolutely incandescent track called Hootsmon, which was number one in the UK for 3 weeks back in 1958. And it seems to me that given that that piece is so profligate in its harmonies and lots of chords flying around, we need something now which is very centred in one very specific place. And the perfect track, I think, is Gil Scott Heron's New York Is Killing Me. You see, it's all of it in G minor. It doesn't deviate from that one chord. But I think what's really interesting is that this is a piece which explores the hinterland between the spoken word and the sung word. At what point does speech become melody?
Okay. Yeah, I can do that now. Okay.
Yeah, I can do that now. Yeah, the doctor don't know, but New York was killing me.
Okay.
New York is killing me.
Yeah, I can do that now.
Bunch of doctors come around, they don't know that New York is killing me.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that now.
Yeah, well, I need to go home and take it slow down in Jackson, Tennessee. Let me tell you, city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Bad city living ain't all home. It is cracked up to be. Yes, yeah, see, I need to go home and slow down in Jackson, Tennessee.
Yeah.
yes, I lay down. I stopped and tried to take it on in. Yeah, lay down. I tried to take it on in. Yeah, they got 8 million people, and I didn't have a single friend. Don't you know, New York was killing me. Yes, I was standing and dying, and New York was killing me. Seemed like I need to start over and go back home to Jackson, Tennessee. Lord have mercy, mercy on me. Yeah, Lord have mercy on me. Tell him to bury my body back home in Jackson, Tennessee. Need to be back home, yeah. Born in Chicago, but I go home, Tennessee.
Thank you.
So you heard Gil Scott-Heron with New York is Killing Me, followed by The Divine Comedy with Lakers theme. Now, I don't have this on official authority, but I'm pretty certain that the Laker in question was actually the first dog ever to be sent into space. The Russians sent her up there in 1957 on Sputnik 2. She went on to die in geocentric orbit, the correct terminology is, I think. And then along comes this song. Well, it's a kind of piece of instrumental music, strange and kind of fuzzy and diffused from The Divine Comedy, effectively a requiem to a dog. I'm Charles Hazelwood. I'm sitting in for Stuart McConey tonight with some of my favourite freak zony tracks. Well, organ is a bit of a theme running through the show, but so is the piano to some extent anyway. And I'd like to go to the piano now in the hands of the great American composer John Adams, a piece called China Gates. This is a piece of pure, fabulous minimalism. And if you listen really carefully, it's about 5 minutes long, about almost exactly halfway through, you realise that actually the piece is palindromic. It's like the second half of the piece is a mirror image of the first half. You do have to be really concentrating to get that bit, though.
Thank you.
John Adams, when he was still a pure minimalist, with China Gate. I want to stay with the piano now, a piece from Peter Broderick called I Am Piano. Now, it starts with one lonely D, a reiterated D. And in a way, the piece is as much about the sound of the action inside the piano, you know, the bouncing of the hammers. And I suppose all the core principles of minimalism are here, how you create the maximum with minimal means.
Mark Riley here. Now, you know me. I don't like to blow my own trumpet. I don't even like talking about blowing my own trumpet. To be honest, I don't even like other people talking about me not talking about blowing my own trumpet. But...
Hey, Mark, it's Martin from British Sea Power here. You know you wrote all the songs on our Machine Is Your Joy album? I've no idea how to play them. So can you pop round and show me where to put my fingers and all that?
Mark, it's Duncan, Dutch Uncles. Can I get some more singing lessons off you, mate? The band are saying I'm starting to sound like Barney from Napalm Death. I don't know what to do. Get back soon, will you?
So, if you want to hear me not blowing my own trumpet, tune into my show on Six Music. Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 till 9. Hello, Paul McCartney, as I live and breathe. What do you want?
This is Charles Hazelwood, guest presenting The Freak Zone. Of course, you can let me or Stuart know what you think of the show and the music I'm playing by getting in touch via the usual ways. You can send an email, stuart.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Twitter, of course, is @BBC6Music, or you can find Six Music on Facebook. I did actually record this show a few days ago, so we're not live in the studio, but of course, we'd still love to hear your thoughts on any of this music. Now, I really, really, really want to put a big shout out now to a very, very unsung hero of a sort of noirish music of the 60s and 70s, none other than the great Barry Gray. Now, I'm willing to bet that most of you will say, Barry who? Well, this is the guy that wrote all the music for all of Gerry Anderson's Super Mario Nation films, whether you're talking about Joe 90, Captain Scarlet, Thunderbirds. Barry Gray was the guy, one of the great experimenters in the kind of interface between electronic and acoustic instruments. This was a guy who was a proponent of the Ornd Martineau, which is a very early kind of old school form of electronic keyboard instrument. Sounds a little bit like a theremin. Absolutely genius man. And in fact, we love his music so much, me and a bunch of friends, we're putting together a kind of super group to play a whole load of his music at Glastonbury Festival this year, if you happen to be going to that. Come and check us out at the Park Stage, a 14-piece all-star band featuring musicians from Portishead, Goldfrapp and Get the Blessing. So I think it's entirely appropriate that we listen now to the iconic theme from the Mysterons. You remember the very dodgy, scary kind of alien race who want to come and take over the world. And interestingly, you know they're present when you hear these four notes. Already kind of auguring of ill, aren't they? Well, those four notes are literally at the heart of what we're going to hear now. Now, of course, they're mainly heard in an instrument that sounds like a theremin, but isn't. It's this Ornd Martineau, an extraordinary, unearthly and, notwithstanding, quite scary sound. So deeply lush, slinky, suggestive and erotic. Barry Gray's Mysterons theme. Well, let's call a spade and play now the most erotic track ever created. If you showed this track to 50 Shades of Grey, it'd run whimpering into a corner.
Mm-hmm. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
You're trying hard not to show it,
baby.
But baby,
baby, criticize little things I do.
It makes me just feel like crying,
baby.
'Cause baby,
baby,
something
Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood with You've Lost That Loving Feeling. I'm Charles Hazelwood, and you know, you won't believe how many times people have said to me, are you related to Lee Hazelwood? And of course, very kind of with a tail between my legs, I have to say, no, I'm not. In fact, more to the point, early on in my career, people used to often ask if I was related to Ronnie Hazelhurst, which would also have been cool, actually. You know, the guy with the tux, the big cans, the Hammond organ, the master of light music for all those kind of big TV shows in the 70s. Anyway, again, sadly, I have to claim no linkage, if that's the right phrase. Anyway, it's time now for the Six Music News.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. The Russian Foreign Ministry says a reported armed clash in eastern Ukraine is an act of provocation by the authorities in Kiev. Russian state media says five people were shot at a pro-Russian checkpoint, but there's been no independent confirmation. Daniel Sanford has visited the scene and a local hospital and says it's still not clear what happened.
Although it's a little bit cloudy and unofficial, it looks like probably one dead and a couple of injured, one of them very seriously, and an unknown number injured on the side of those that came on the checkpoint. But then who those people were that attacked the checkpoint is really very vague.
Labour says it's astonishing that David Cameron appointed a businessman who'd been declared bankrupt to run a government loans quango. The Conservatives say Tony Caplan didn't tell them about his financial problems. Ofsted Chief Inspector of England, Sir Michael Wilshaw, is to personally take charge of an investigation into claims that hardline Muslims try to take control of schools in Birmingham. More than 200 complaints about 25 schools have been received. Four French journalists have been welcomed home after being held hostage in Syria for nearly a year. They were chained together and kept in a basement without natural light. The men were found on the Turkish border yesterday. One of them, Didier Francois, says they're delighted to be free.
It was a long haul, but we never lost hope. From time to time, we got snatches of information. We knew that the world was mobilised. We were very lucky that the diplomats, the intelligence services worked extremely well and very discreetly.
Formula One, Lewis Hamilton has won the Chinese Grand Prix in Shanghai, his third victory in a row. He's now just 4 points behind his Mercedes teammate Nico Rosberg. And due to technical issues, we were unable to bring you the first half of Guy Garvey, but that will now continue. BBC News, it's 3 minutes past three.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the antimatter.
Sharon Van Etten and Taking Chances, that's a new one from her. I absolutely love it. I'm a huge fan of songs like that one that utilise drum machines and live drums. It's the same in this next one by PJ Harvey, a masterclass in production from my friend Marius De Vries on this record. It's called The Garden, and it grooves and it grooves and it grooves.
And he was walking in the garden. And he was walking in the night. of his sins, and he's looking at his songbird, and he's looking at his wings. There inside the garden came another with his lips. So don't you come and be my lover, let me give you a little kiss. And he came, knelt down before him, and fell upon his knees. I will give you golden mountains if you stay a while with me.
Told you. From the album Is This Desire, which I absolutely love, that was PJ Harvey and The Garden. Unusually quiet for an arena, this place. I mean, I've snuck into Jimmy Goodwin's dressing room ahead of him and his band arriving and needing it, but I thought it'd be a lot noisier in the background of this programme this week. Nothing's going to stop me this week, though. Sam Rogers is originally from Lancaster and now he lives in the Coromandel in New Zealand. He recommends this next tune by Buffalo Springfield. It's an acoustic version of Hung Upside Down. It's an acoustic demo of Hung Upside Down. I have to say, it is a charming little thing.
Look what's happened to me. I'm going blind. Please help. There sat until three, getting further behind myself, by myself. Stood you up, let you down, watch my face hit the ground, 'cause I'm hung upside down. Yes, that's just how I feel. I'm too unkind for words. Right says I'm too unreal.
shouldn't be here, I find myself by myself. Stood you up, let you down, watch my face hit the ground, 'cause I'm hung upside down, and I know that I'm bound to be found hanging round, because I love you. Someday I will be free, and there'll be time, just wait. I will come to you, see what I bring you when I get straight, though it's too late, 'cause I'm hung upside down, and I know down, watch my face hit the ground, 'cause I'm hung upside down, and I know that I'm bound to be found hanging around, because I love you. Time, you just wait. I will come to you, see what I bring you when I get straight. Though it's too late, 'cause I'm hung upside down. But I'm hung upside down. Yes, I'm hung upside.
Buffalo Springfield and an acoustic demo version of Hung Upside Down. A song for Guy recommendation from Sam Rogers, who, although originally from Lancaster, now is in New Zealand. Cheers, Sam. Do keep them coming in, everyone. I'm about half an hour away from soundcheck, so I might have to finish the programme after that. But for now, I promised you that Harry Belafonte tune that I was reminded of by the earlier tune by Maestro Cupio. It's called Jump in the Line, probably one of his most famous. It's sort of raucous and 60s and saucy. It does very odd things to my friend Peter and my friend Rachel. Some really quite bizarre and original expressive dancing from them whenever they hear this one. Maybe try some for yourself. If you want to send me videos of you dancing to this next tune, feel free, you know. Let's start making compilation videos of you freaking out to the likes of Harry Belafonte. Jump in the Line, everyone. Ready?
All the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora. I tell you, friends, I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoop. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoop. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Whoop. Work, work, Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoop. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Whoop. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Heist those skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Off the chimney. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time.
I hope that comes off. Yeah, send us a footage of you dancing to that last tune, and we'll put some kind of compilation together over time. Give me an excuse to play it once a month. Harry Belafonte and Jump in the Line.
Just because I'm not 18 doesn't mean that I don't like to hear a brand new group that sounds amazing and it's going to give me something that I've never heard before.
You finally hit upon something that you feel is really, really special.
That you want to share with other people.
And those are the moments that make it all worthwhile.
This Six Music is BBC Radio Six Music.
We're here to showcase the finest new music from every corner of our alternative world.
Seeking out music that might not get aired elsewhere.
We need to get the word out about fantastic new music so that people who hear it can go out and see those bands play live, they can buy their records, and they can help them make more music.
I guess it's a bit of an adventure, just kind of hunting around in the hope that you'll find a different sound, something you've never heard before.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
JJ Cale is my featured artist this week. All three selections from his album, Naturally, which is a very personal thing, utilising a lot of simple drum machines, and odds and ends of sort of guitar work, and he's an amazing guitarist. Eric Clapton's favourite guitarist, I think he said, and died not too long ago. This tune, Crazy Mama, of all the tunes on the record, sounds like it was made with a headache. It sounds like he's sitting very, very close to his speakers with a very tiny guitar to me. Here he is, JJ Cale.
One, two, three. Mama, where you been so long?
JJ Cale from the album Naturally, that's Crazy Mama. One more from him before 4 o'clock, but now I'm going to play you a tune from Jefferson Airplane's Surrealistic Pillow. No guessing what era this is from with a title like that. There's a song on this album called Embryonic Journey. Isn't that a terrible name for a song? Says the man who's in a band called Elbow, you know. Pot calling, kettles black, etc. Anyway, Jefferson Airplane's Coming Back to Me. This is like, sometimes I listen to a song because it takes me somewhere else. Sometimes I listen to it like I would look at an old photograph. This is very much a sweet and naive portrait from the beginning of the hippie movement. These are young people making fabulous free music. It's incredibly cheesy, but incredibly lovely. And with the passage of time, even a little bit spooky now. Thoughts, please, to guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. What do you think about this one from Jefferson Airplane? This is Coming Back to Me.
Summer had inhaled and held its breath too long. The winter looked the same as if it never had gone. And through an open window where no curtain hung, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. One begins to read between the pages of a look, the shape of sleepy music, and suddenly you're hooked. Through the rain upon the trees that kisses on the run, I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. You came to stay and live my way, scatter my love like leaves in the wind. You always say you won't go away, but I know what it always has been. It always has been a transparent dream beneath an occasional sign. Most of the time I just let it go by. Now I wish it hadn't begun. I saw you. Yes, I saw you coming back to me. Strolling the hills, overlooking the shore, I realize I've been here before. the shadow in the mist could have been anyone. I saw you. I saw you coming back to me. Small things like reasons are put in a jar. Whatever happened to wishes wished on a star? Was it just something that I made up for fun? I saw you. I saw you coming back to me.
Music.
This is BBC
Radio 6
Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
You turn me on, the girl that's gone, so come on.
I love it. My mate Rufus Wainwright with Greek Song. Love that tune. That's from the album Poses. A good place to start with Rufus's stuff if you don't already own everything he's ever written, because he's a bit of a genius, then start there with Poses. It's a great record. Another Song for Guy recommendation now. This is from another serial recommender over the years, Keith Annell, who sells chocolate in Leeds, or out of Leeds, gets in touch once more and says, "Hi there, Mr. G. Watched the telly programme Motown at the BBC at the weekend. The old black and white stuff knocked the spots off the new stuff. The old fave resurfaced I had not listened to in a long time. The marvellous Marvin Gaye singing Ain't That Peculiar. It's what my 7-year-old stepdaughter calls a banger. A fabulous piece of film of a lesser known but brilliant track. It's on YouTube," he puts in brackets. "Couple of facts about the song. First, it's the only song title that Keith knows of with the word peculiar in it. Second, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles are credited with the songwriting duties. And third, Fanny, the all-girl 1970s rock band, recorded it, as so did 80s New Romantics, Japan. Keith owns copies of both these records. He says, why not play them all on one show?" No. I'll play the one that you mentioned first, though. Marvin Gaye, and Ain't That Peculiar. Thanks for getting in touch, Keith. Keep your Song for Guy recommendations rolling in. Love it. Marvin Gaye, and Ain't That Peculiar. Thanks for the Song for Guy recommendation from Keith Annell.
Six Music.
I'm Nimone, and you can join me for an electronic adventure every Friday night into Saturday morning on BBC Radio 6 Music. I cover an awful lot of territory in only 2 hours, from the darker end of beats and breaks to the more sultry ambient sounds at the back end of the show. And in the middle of it all is your 1am wind down. That's up to you. One tune that's kind of a musical bridge between the bigger beats in the first hour of Ladyland
and the second mellower half of the show.
My ears are always open. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I'm always listening for tunes. From the old, old school to the very, very new.
Nimmo's Electric Ladyland.
Join me as the journey unfolds.
Catch up now on the Six Music website.
BBC Radio Six Music.
Good heavens above. It's Guy Garvey.
Now, I'm having a bit of a brain freeze here, everyone. I've had a very busy couple of weeks, to be fair, but I can't remember if I've played this recently or not. I know that I have played Here We Go Magic quite a lot because it's one of my favourite bands, to the point where we invited them on tour with us around the UK last year, and I've become really good friends with a few members of the group. And when I'm over in Brooklyn, I hang with them guys. Anyway, Here We Go Magic's album A Different Ship is a work of art, I think. And whether I've played this or not in recent weeks, I'm going to play it again because it's too good not to. It's called Hard to Be Close.
Well, it's hard sometimes to be close. So hard sometimes to be close. It's just a touch too much. Just a touch too much. Well, it's hard sometimes to be close. Well, it's hard to stay in your room, you know it is. That feelings come too soon. That window's glass won't let me pass. Well, it's hard to stay in your room.
Here We Go Magic from the album A Different Ship, and that's Hard to Be Close. Still no sign of Jimmy and his band backstage here at the arena in Nottingham, so I'm going to plough on with the programme. This next tune's from Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. I consider their album Howl to be a great lost work in terms of everyone I know doesn't own it, and they should. Here they are.
I've been waiting on the fault line. Living evil, take me on. I'll be standing with my dying bed if you care to come along. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. I've been lying in the bright light. See my shadow from below. Never wanted from another man. Never wanted from my own. Drowning in the rising tide at my father's door. Drowning in the rising tide at my father's door.
through a window to the last mile, a living picture on the wall. From the banks of the far side, I see the lights come ashore, racing from the rising tide to my father's door. Racing from the rising tide to my father's door. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door.
Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. That's a great lyric, isn't it? There's something very earnest and honest about that. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club from their album Howl. And that song in particular is called Fault Line. It puts me in mind atmospherically and thematically of this next tune by Blind Faith. Eric Clapton and Ginger Baker in Blind Faith, I think. Feel free to correct me if I'm wrong there. And I'll be meeting somebody from, and even performing with, somebody from Eric Clapton's band, with Jules in the next couple of days. That will have already come to pass by the time this radio programme is broadcast. So I hope it went well. Anyway, this song by Blind Faith, Can't Find My Way Home, very much a similar theme to the one we just heard from Black Rebels, and just as touching. Bit of a family favourite with my crew as well. So this is to me mum and me brothers and me sisters. A brother and sisters.
Yeah.
Blind Faith and Can't Find My Way Home. It put me in mind of road albums, albums that I've listened to travelling through particular America on really long road journeys. Americans think nothing of 8-hour, 9-hour, 10-hour road trips. You know, we'd balk at them in the UK, but they'll go that far just to see one band. And it's really quite amazing. Makes sense of huge, comfortable cars as well, I suppose. And maybe even the fact that there isn't that much of a drinking culture in the States compared to the UK. Everybody drinks here, don't they? Mostly. Or maybe it's just everybody I hang around with. In any case, road albums. Chorin' Breaks, our very first tour of the UK, we hung out and we played with Chorin' Breaks quite a lot. Their album Ether Song is a cracker. And this next one, Full of Stars, is full of their trademark dual acoustic guitar work. Lovely boys as well, I have to tell you. This is a great song. I particularly like the way this one ends.
Go ahead and start it. I'll follow you.
On
See what I mean? Touring breaks and full of stars. Song for Guy Now from Eric in Cheshire. He's the recommender rather than the songwriter. Where is it? Here he is. He says, my suggestion is My Dear by Dan Arbois. If you've not heard of Dan and his music, and his music, you're missing out. I first came across Dan when he was recommended on John Martin's website. This seemed unusual as the rest of the site was, well, all about John Martin. Anyway, his voice is sultry, smooth and soothing. He sings about a lot of things, including the ocean, love and time. But of course, that doesn't set him apart from other musicians. His sound sets him apart. His sound is acoustic, instrumental, rhythmic. Sometimes his lyrics lead into a dazzling guitar instrumental, and sometimes it doesn't. My Dear is a really beautiful track and is a good example of his work. I have heard of him before, and I have played him on the programme before, but obviously not for a long time. So here it comes. A song for our recommendation from Eric Rosser. Thank you, sir. This is Dan Arbois and My Dear.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Nikki Cardwell. Russia has accused Ukrainian troops of breaking an Easter truce by attacking a checkpoint in the east of the country during the early hours of this morning. There's been no independent confirmation of what happened during the incident, which Moscow is blaming on a Ukrainian nationalist group. A businessman appointed by David Cameron to head a Quango maintaining large-scale loans has resigned after it emerged that he'd been declared bankrupt 2 years ago. A Conservative Party spokesman said the Prime Minister had been unaware of Tony Kaplan's financial situation. The Shadow Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Chris Leslie.
This is a prestigious chairmanship of the Public Works Loan Board. It's so important it used to have to require an Act of Parliament to appoint the individual to it. And for the Prime Minister to make this recommendation, an appointment by the Queen, seen of such an important £60 billion of public lending, and yet it was appointing somebody who was bankrupt and who was being pursued by the Treasury because he owed them hundreds of thousands of pounds, a serious error of judgment on the Prime Minister's part.
Ofsted's chief inspector in England, Sir Michael Wilshaw, will personally take charge of an investigation into schools in Birmingham where it's been alleged that Muslim extremists have tried to take control. Reports into some of the schools are expected to be finished this week. A new portrait of the Queen has been released to mark her 88th birthday. It was taken by the celebrated photographer David Bailey, who said he'd been very impressed by her very kind eyes and their mischievous glint. Six Music Sport and Liverpool are another step closer to winning the Premier League for the first time since 1990.
And Liverpool's fans on the far side are jubilant. Their team have won again for the 11th successive game and have edged ever closer to that elusive Premier League title.
That 3-2 away win at Norwich put them 5 points clear of second place Chelsea, and there are still 3 games left to play. Six Music News, your next update is 4:30.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
A new one from S. Carey called Crown the Pines. I don't know anything about that artist, but I'm going to find out more. I really enjoyed that. Me and my friend Morris were talking about Joni Mitchell the other night, and I shared a record with Morris that's my favourite of Joni's, For the Roses. It's a beautiful thing. She was heartbroken when she wrote it, but being as thorough and as honest a lyricist as she is, some of the songs are scathing and accusatory. Some of them are begging company. Some of them are soberly sad, and some of them are straight up angry, and all of them are incredibly graceful. She sounds like, well, I'll let you make your own mind up. This song is called For the Roses. It paints a portrait of her lover, ex-lover, who is himself a singer-songwriter. I think it's Graham Nash, but I'm not entirely sure. Joni Mitchell, and the album is For the Roses, so is the song. I urge you to get it if you're in any way interested in the words of this one. This is for Maurice.
Applause. Did you get around resounding for you way up here? Seems like many dim years ago since I heard that face to face, or seen you face to face. Though tonight I can feel you here. I put these notes on butterflies and lilac sprays from girls who just have to tell me they saw in some office. Sits a poet and he trembles as he sings, and he asks some guy to circulate his soul around. On your mark, red ribbon runner, the caressing rev of motors finely tuned like fancy women in 30s evening gowns. The charts off to the airport, your name's in the news, everything's first class. The lights go down and it's just you up there, getting them to feel like that. Remember the days when you used to sit and make up your tunes for love and pour your simple sorrow to the sound all in your knee. And now you're seen on giant screens and at parties for the press and for people who have slices of you from the company. They toss around your latest golden age speculation. Well, who's to know if the next one in the nest will for them so. I guess I seem ungrateful with my teeth sunk in the hand that brings me things I really can't give up just yet. Now I sit up here, the critic, and they introduce some band, but they seem so much confetti looking at them on my TV set. Oh, the power and the glory, just when you're getting a taste for worship, they start bringing out the hammers and the boards and the nails. Heard it in the wind last night, sounded like applause, chilly now. End of summer, no more shiny hot nights. It was just the arbutus rustling and the bumping of the logs, and the moon swept down black water like an empty spotlight.
Joni Mitchell, and from the album of the same name, that was For the Roses. Absolutely love it. If anyone's planning on doing a For the Roses special of any kind and wants me to be one of them talking heads on it, I'll do it. I'll do it just so I can... I could talk about that album for hours, as Maurice found out the other night. This next tune is a favourite of my mum's. It's from the album Spilt Milk by Jellyfish. Not all of that record has dated well, if I'm completely honest, but it was a big one at the time for me. On the very front of this song, when I hit play, you'll hear a split seconds distortion. That's because it came straight out of a huge tune called All Is Forgiven. I'm not going to play that tune, but I'm going to leave the distortion on the front because I believe they did it on purpose, so you'd wonder what had just come before this particular mood. It's called Russian Hill, which I think is Russian Hill in Beverly Hills? Where's Russian Hill, or is it in San Francisco? I could look it up on the internet, but where's the fun in that? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk if you have the answer for me. Jellyfish, for Shirley, this is Russian Hill.
About a tranquil Sunday drive, a sensory lullaby. We trade the comics, cartoons, and magazines for pistons and gasoline. From the bedside, parked under the sunshine, I feel the warmth of the engine, so we climb inside and take a tumble. With God's favorite guests, dirty hands feel clean when dressed in their Sunday best. Tree-lined village, oh so heavenly, cross a bridge of gold to landscapes of juniper.
Lovely. Walkman, anyone? Perfect Sunday music, is it?
Music.
In the summer of 1984, I had a washing up job and it left me smelling of cooking oil, but it also gave me money for records. And there was one which was played on Radio Caroline every 2 or 3 hours for about a month. I must have heard it dozens of times, but the DJ never said what it was. So I never found out what it was, I never bought it, and I've not heard it since. Today, I wouldn't have that problem.
This is Gideon Coe.
On BBC Playlister, you can find all the music played on my programme. You can add records to your own playlist and you'll always know what they are.
Six Music.
If you're listening to Six Music online or via the BBC iPlayer radio app, you can add songs directly to your very own playlist. Remember the songs you like, recommended by people you trust. To find out more, just go to bbc.co.uk/playlister.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumposer. Yeah,
well. Nearly time for me to go and sound check. Let's have the third and final one from JJ Cale, my featured artist this week. I said to Potter when we were listening to this in the dressing room the other day, I said to Mark Potter, my guitarist, I believe him on this tune. There's just something about his choice of melodies and the way he's played it, and the guitar almost striving for hope and not quite getting there. I believe he was genuinely sad when he wrote Crying Eyes.
One, two.
JJ Cale and Crying Eyes. This next tune from the Low Anthem is from the album Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. I have to say it's the standout track on the record. It's called Charlie Darwin. It's got a very strangely processed feel to it, but it feels hymnal and desperate, and it feels a lot of things. It's also, like Crying Eyes was, perfect Sunday afternoon music.
Set the sails, I feel the winds are stirring. Towards the bright horizon, sail away. Cast your reckless dreams upon our Mayflower.
The Low Anthem and Charlie Darwin. I think I'm going to make it a regular thing that I put as much of Peace Peace by Bill Evans on as I can at the end of every programme, because I love the piece of music. It eventually became Flamenco Sketches with Miles Davis' involvement, but this is Bill Evans playing it originally. Hilariously, from the album Everybody Digs Bill Evans by Bill Evans, Peace Piece is what I'm going to play out with. Thank you very much to Michelle and Peter and the Beckopedia and everyone who helps me put that, and Helen, and everyone who helps me put the programme together. Thanks to you lot for sending in your Song for Guy recommendations. I'm going to go and soundcheck here in Nottingham and do my penultimate gig of this tour. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington, and I'll see you next week.